How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to Finding Direction. It's time for the Action After, where we take the practical advice we get from our guests and help you apply it in your life. We believe execution is everything, so let's dive into this week's episode and help you find your direction. What's up, my friend? Welcome back to another Action After episode. This week, we are diving into Shannon Evans' Action After, which was start making the dreams inside of you real now. All right, today we're going to be talking about making the dream that is inside of you real right now. Not tomorrow, not next week, not next year, not in 36 hours. How do we start making that dream that has been sitting inside of you, that's been festering inside of your soul, that thing that you know you've been called to do? How do we begin to make that real in your life right now? And that's what we're going to be diving into in this episode. And the way that we're going to do it, we're going to go right in today, is I'm going to give you three steps, three things that we can do to start making the dream inside of you real today. And one thing I want you to understand before we even get into the guts is patience. Right. In today's society, unfortunately, we live in, you know, they've said it a million times and it's true, but we live in a microwave society where we think, man, I have this dream inside of me and I want it to be here tomorrow. I want it to be real right now. I want it to be real immediately. And the reality is that if you want that dream to be your reality, your life every single day, one of the most important things that you must understand is this word called patience, and understanding that it's not going to be the full extent of what may be in your mind tomorrow. It may not be the full extent of what's in your mind next week, but if you continue to pursue the path of the dream that you have inside of you, and you put in consistent daily work, daily action, sooner than later, that vision, that thing that you have in your mind that you want to be your reality is going to be your reality to the fullest extent. And so what we want to do today is we want to move the biggest part of the boulder, which is starting the momentum for you in your life. The hardest part of making this dream that you have a reality in your life, the hardest part, and I want you to hear me on this, I want you to embrace this in your spirit, the hardest part is taking the first step. Right? If you look at a boulder, right, the hardest part is pushing that boulder over just a little bit. And as soon as it starts to push over, it begins to get a little bit of momentum. It begins to roll a little bit faster. Right? It's like they talk about, you know, when a plane takes off from the runway, it uses about 90% of its fuel just in taking off, because it takes that much effort to just get off the ground. So as we dive into these three steps for today, I want you to understand today what we're going to be doing is we're going to get you to move the needle, move the boulder, start creating the momentum in your life. But you have to understand that patience, my friend, is a real thing, and consistency and daily action, all of those things are absolutely necessary to make your reality what it is that you really want, right? To make that dream inside of you your reality to the fullest extent. Now, saying all that, the first thing that we want to do today to start making the dream inside of you real right now is, first and foremost, I want you to ask yourself this simple but really, really powerful question, which is, what is one dream that you have inside of you? This could be something you want to do with your life or with your career, but what's something that's sat in your soul as you've grown up in your life that you go, man, I've always known I've been called to do this, or I've always felt pulled towards this. What's that thing that maybe if you're listening to this right now, you're going, man, that thing is, I can feel it. It's been pounding on my heart lately. I'm so clear on it. And maybe you're going there and you're going, you know what? There's a little seed that recently has come into my life. And, you know, yeah, there's some fear around it, right? And if we're honest here, one of the biggest things that stops people from really living their dream, it's fear, right? So maybe you have it clear as day what that dream is inside of you. Maybe it's just a small little seed. But the first step as we begin to make your dream real in your life is, number one, you have to recognize that dream. And as a 1.5 here, you got to be willing to put the fear aside. You have to be willing to say, you know what? I don't know if I'm going to let this fear control me. So many people operate throughout their life based off of fear. And that's why they're not pursuing the dream that they have in themselves. Now, one little tip I want to give you when fear does arise is understand fear is going to continue to show up. Fear is not something that you're going to get rid of. You just learn how to use it and operate it and mold it sort of like Play-Doh, rather than letting it control you. And what I want you to understand as we look at fear, right, as you take this first step of knowing what that dream is inside of you and owning it, is fear is here at the end of the day truly to protect you, right? If we go back to caveman, cavewoman brain, fear was put into us because there may be a saber-toothed tiger. There may be another village that's coming to kill you. There may be, you know, a cougar or a lion out, right? That's coming to literally kill you. And our brain, our system was wired with this fear thing to protect us, right? Now, in today's world, yeah, you're not having tigers chase after you. You're not having, you know, T-Rexes come for you. You're not having, another village that's coming to try to kill you, hopefully. But that fear part of our brain still sits there to protect us. And so what you want to understand is that when that fear starts to kick into your brain, the first thing you want to do is you want to acknowledge it. And more importantly, you want to thank it. You want to thank fear. You may be going, why would I want to thank fear? Fear has held me back in my life. It's prevented me from doing things. But realize this, fear is always going to be there. So don't try to deny that it's there, but learn to dance with it. So if fear comes into your life, what you want to do is you want to go, okay, I see you, fear. I acknowledge you that you're here to protect me, because that's why you're part of me. And I want to thank you for trying to protect me. I want to thank you for trying to keep me safe. I want to thank you for having my best interest in mind. But you know what, fear? I have to do this anyway because of blank, blank, blank. And you want to fill in the blank there with your reasons on why, even though this fear is here, you must take this step. You must pursue this dream that you have inside of you. Right. And what you want to do ultimately is you want to build up 5, 10, 20, 30 reasons on why you must begin to do this thing, because then you're going to have more reasons on why you should do it than why you shouldn't. Right. Then now, anytime the fear pops up again, keep that list close to you. Right. And the fear will pop in. You go, man, fear, man, it's so good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for protecting me. Thank you for looking out with me, for looking out for me. But fear, I must do this because of XYZQRSTUV, right? And list off the gamut, list off everything on why you need to do this. All right, that's step one, right? What is the dream that you have inside of you? Get it, know it, own it, and make sure that when that fear comes in, you learn to use the fear and dance with it rather than letting it stop you. All right, that's number one. Now, as we dive into the second thing you want to do when it comes to starting to make the dream inside of you real now, is the second thing you want to do, and Shannon touched on this in the episode, and it's so true as we begin to make our dreams real, is I want you to begin to ask yourself, where have you been waiting for things to be quote unquote perfect? What are the dreams that you've had inside of you that you've been thinking about? Maybe you've been debating to do something with, but you've been waiting for everything to be perfect. You've been waiting for this person to come into your life. You've been waiting for, you know, everything to look perfect on what you're going to do with this dream. You've been waiting for everything to be so just picture perfect that you haven't actually done anything. And I want you to ask yourself, where in your life, when it comes to the dream that you have inside of you, have you been waiting for something to be perfect? And the reality, my friend, is that if you play the game of perfectionism And I say this because I myself am a, someone once said this, I appreciate how they said it. They said, I am a recovering perfectionist, right? I've had those tendencies in my life as well where it goes, man, everything needs to be so perfect, so just no holes in anything before I share it with the world. And the reality is if you get caught up in this perfectionism cycle, you never end up doing anything. You end up sitting in this place of wondering and making it, trying to make it become better. And you never actually end up taking the actions in your life, when the truth is that imperfect action is 10 times better than perfect action, because perfect action doesn't exist. The person that gets ahead in life is the person that says, you know what? I'm going to do this as best as I possibly can. And then I'm going to take imperfect action. And then when I take that imperfect action, I'm going to look at it. I'm going to iterate maybe a little bit, and I'm going to go do my best again. And I'm going to take a little bit more of imperfect action. And then I'm going to look at that. I'm going to take it again. I'm going to do more imperfect action. I'm going to do this over and over and over and over. That's the person that gets ahead in life, because the person that's fighting with perfectionism, they're sitting there, they're going, man, oh, this thing's not quite perfect. That thing's not quite. Oh, and then they get distracted with this thing, and they get distracted with that. And then they come back and they try to make it more perfect, and they get distracted by life, and they never end up getting anything done. Well, meanwhile, the person that's taking imperfect action is taking 10, 20, 50 steps. And the person trying to take perfect action is never actually done anything in their life. So the question you want to begin to ask yourself as we look at the second part of starting to make the dream inside of you real now is, where have you been waiting for things to be perfect? Catch yourself, right? Find those places where you've been waiting for things to be perfect. And once you build awareness around that, we will begin to step into the third and final piece of the action after today with Shannon Evans, which is take one imperfect action that requires you to start sharing your work with the world in the next 24 hours. All right? In the next 24 hours, you are going to take an imperfect action that requires you to start sharing your work with the world. And yes, it's going to be imperfect. Yes, it's probably going to be messy. Yes, it's going to be scary. Your heart's probably going to start to beat out of your chest. Yes, fear is going to try to come in and stop you. Yes, your brain's going to try to get you distracted with 10 million other things and other reasons on why you should just not take this first step. But if you want to make the dreams that have been inside of you a reality in your life right now, we must begin to move this boulder today. Usually, we'll say you got 24, 48 hours to do this. My test for you right now, my challenge to you right now, is if you're listening to my voice and you're going, okay, I know this dream that's been inside of me. Yeah, fear's creeped up in my life here and there. Yeah, I've been waiting for things to be perfect. If you're listening to my voice right now, my challenge to you is in the next 2 hours, not 2 days, not 2 months, in the next 2 hours, find a way to take an imperfect action and start sharing your work with the world. 2 hours. That's it. Because what you want to do is, from even this conversation we're having right now, where maybe you're feeling a little bit of butterflies in your stomach, you're going, I know there's something that I need to do. Use this momentum from our conversation to take that step. Take that imperfect action. Start sharing some of your work with the world. And that, my friend, is how you are going to start making the dreams inside of you real right now. That's it. All right? Yes, we're going to follow up with consistent action. Right? Come back in the podcast. We'll help you with that. But the first step right now is just taking that imperfect action and sharing your work with the world. All right? So go out there. You got this. I am rooting you on. You can do this. Don't let the fear, the perfectionism, the distractions, none of that creep in. You can do this. You got this. Okay? So that is the action after for today. Again, this is how you're going to start making the dreams that are inside of you real now. Number one, what's that dream that's sitting inside of you? Right? Push the fear aside. Number two, ask yourself where you've been trying to wait for things to be perfect. And then number three, take one imperfect action in the next 2 hours that requires you to start sharing your work with the world. All right. I am so excited to see and hear about the things you're putting out in the world. And I'm so excited to have a conversation with you. I know it's coming. where we're going to look back, we're going to go, man, that episode where I had to fight the perfectionism and I had to fight the fear, that was the moment I took that first step, and everything in my life has changed since then. I can feel this. I am putting this on you, right? And I mean putting it on you by I'm declaring this over you, that you are going to do something from this episode that is going to turn into an incredible work in your life that's going to allow you to start living that dream and making it real. All right. Thank you so much for hanging out with us on the Action After today. If you are not already, make sure you subscribe. If you're listening on iTunes or Spotify, leave us a review so we can continue to get this in front of more people. And if you have a friend that you know has a dream inside of them and you want to help them start to make it real, send them this episode right now and they're going to send you a message back after, I promise, telling you thank you for sending this episode to me. All right, other than that, have a phenomenal rest of your day, my friend. Stay legendary, and I will talk to you soon.